If you'll click on the side portion, it'll bring up a slide that has all the people that we know about that ask to be put on our prayer list. But we always know that there's prayers that are not mentioned aloud or not even requested. And we like to pray. We're a praying church, and we encourage others to pray. We have some good prayer warriors that are a part of our church, and we have seen prayers answered, and it's just a wonderful thing. So prayer is an important part. Now, we know that there's not always people that request prayer. I think it's good as an individual to pray and to talk to God, because He wants to talk to us. Now, I had talked to somebody the other day, and they were asking me, why isn't God answering my prayers? You know, that's a hard question to answer, not only from a preacher, but from anybody. And sometimes we just don't know. Now, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, you know, by praying it, it says we're to pray for God's will to be done, not our own desires. So I don't know. So what we need to do is make sure that we're praying according to God's will. And then we are encouraged to ask God for the things that we need, you know, like give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts. And we also have forgiven our debtors. And we're also to confess our sins to God and to turn from them, and also to forgive others as God has forgiven us. That's an important one. And then the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer: and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, not all translations say that, but it really made a lot of sense when I read the one translation that says, deliver us from the evil one. Now, because I knew God didn't create evil, but the evil one is out seeking to devour us like a roaring lion. So by praying that, and deliver us from the evil one, it's a plea for help in achieving victory over sin. And it's a request for protection from the attacks of the devil. So again, the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer that we are just to mindlessly recite to God, but it's also a model for all of our prayers to line up with. So with that said, we take this opportunity to come into a prayer of agreement with and for all of you who are requesting prayer or just want to learn a little bit more about prayer. So we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. And by the way, this is my last time that I'll be on the online service with the prayer. The 28th, which is today, is my last Sunday here at Bethel. So keep Judy and I in prayer as we go on to other ventures in life, for lack of a better term. And also know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a good day.